Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hello, everybody. My name is Angel Tussie, and I am super excited to introduce to you a brand new author in the space. We have Carolina Herrera, the author of Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga, and her book is being published this week. Carolina, how are you today?
Hi, Angel. Thank you. I'm doing very, very good.
You're doing very, very good. Are you super excited? Your book's coming out?
Yes, super excited to be here. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So excited. It's a big deal. This is your first book, right?
Absolutely. Yes. It is my first book about personal yoga.
About personal yoga. Okay. So why personal yoga? How, you know, when people think about books, probably yoga isn't the first thing they think about, but you've put together a pretty awesome book talking about a really cool practice that in just 10 minutes a day, we can transform so much of our life. So talk about that. Tell me what that means.
Sure. So why personal yoga? So first, I'll share with you a little bit of how I came to yoga. So this is a very interesting practice. It is from a different tradition. So what is yoga? It's something that I've always been trying to learn and incorporate, and also the benefits. So why yoga is so important to me was that not too long ago, a long time ago, in 2004, I injured my back. I was a very, very busy professional and student at the time, and I came across a circumstance that injured my low back, so I had to have surgery, and I went through all that, and I found yoga. I found a very hot, awesome studio that I love. And in this studio, I got to learn a little bit about what the practice is. I got to become a yoga teacher in 2016. So since 2016, I've been incorporating 10 minutes of my own regular yoga practice because I found this practice to be very, very helpful when it comes to managing stress, managing your pain, managing your breath mainly. Because what we aim to do with personal yoga is practice the breath so that you can hopefully, when you go into your studio class that you love so much, you can really hone into your breath. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we go into the studios and there's music and there's all this excitement. There's all these people that you love. And then, and yet you're there for yourself and you tune into other things. So that can possibly reduce your chance for injury. If you have a practice regular at home, that can really, really help you during those really fun yoga classes that you go to. So
I love that. I love that you say it can just be done in 10 minutes a day. That's super, it's super manageable as far as somebody finding the time to incorporate 10 minutes a day. But I think it also sounds a little too good to be true, that really I can just in 10 minutes, I can see, like, what kind of difference would I see in a 10 minute yoga practice?
So first of all, it's going to be yours. So your space, you get to create what you love. And so you get to recognize that. You get to recognize that there's a window in your house that you love, a tree in your house that you love, and that you like to spend time there. So, and not only that, but you get to breathe and you get to understand what the benefit is. And I write about the benefits of yoga and why you should be. I think this is a concept I myself struggled with because I didn't understand what yoga was for me. I think that this is a process. So the process is yours. And whatever 10 minutes that you recognize that you can give yourself in your yoga practice will bring you your own benefit. So my class, my 10-week yoga class, you get to jot down, play with your journal, get creative mostly, because that's what I'm trying to give back to you, and create your space, your yoga space, your very important place that you can go to whenever you're having a need for a stretch or for a good moment with your breathing.
So you created a 10-week program with just 10 minutes a day, and that will incorporate all of the pieces that you need to reduce stress, to work on your breathing, which we're hearing is super important. None of us are breathing often enough, deeply enough, and how important our breath really is to our overall well-being, which I'm still learning about. But this is, so not only do we want people to check out the 10-week course, 10 minutes a day of your yoga, but this is a fabulous, exciting week for you because your book is being published. Now, you know, there's a lot of people who, one, will support you and are super excited that you have your new book being published, but also people say, I've always wanted to write a book. That's something I've always wanted to do. You're actually doing it. You've stepped out and you've done it. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about publishing their own book and getting published?
Right. Yes. This is so fun to bring up. Yes. I stepped into this new space, which can be super exciting. And I think my biggest tip is to really, really hone in to a subject matter, something that you really love to write, to explore, to study, to practice, and please write it down and share it with everyone. It's very important.
Was it, because you wrote about something that you're very passionate about, something that you know and love, which I think is a great place to start. What was the hardest part about writing your book?
Yes, I think the hardest piece of it all is staying committed to writing things down and to really having a place and a time to do this, to making sure that you are spending at least a few hours a day sitting down, studying your own words. And to my surprise, I was doing that, and then I had a final piece, but there's always something. So I think that was the hardest time. Part is, okay, I've got it done, and then now you know there's more to do.
There's always more.
Yeah.
So back to yoga, what is your favorite thing about introducing people to this 10-minute breathing exercise and this 10-minute practice?
My favorite part is I get to do this online with you. And I don't need to be there with you. You can do this on your own. I've crafted really cool videos to inspire you. I have worksheets to inspire you. You can reach out to me, but I don't necessarily have to guide your practice because you're working with your own breath. Mm-hmm. When we meet, you and I will tune into my breath. My breath. I've been practicing for 2 years, and it's very long. I've had students tell me, I can't do that. It's too long. You need to slow it down. So that's what I really want you to practice with me. Whenever you're in a studio, you're not tuning into your breath. You're tuning into that teacher's breath. So you have to understand that.
Interesting. Oh, that's bad. It's kind of fascinating. Okay, so how do we connect with you, get information about the 10-week course, and help support you in your new book coming out?
All right. You can reach out to me to magentastars.com. Again, www.magentastars.com.
Perfect. And how do we get more information about the 10-week course?
10-week course is labeled as personal yoga on the magentastars.com website. You can buy it from there, or you can feel free to send me an email and I'll sign you up.
Excellent. Excellent. And the book is coming out. It'll be available on Amazon on what date?
September 8th, 2018.
Nice. Do you happen to have a copy like near you we could hold up? Do you happen to have one? She's like, no.
No.
I know, right? That's okay. That's okay. All week long. I know you're going to be doing some Facebook Lives, promoting your book. You've got a big book event, a big launch event coming up for people in your area. And so go to magentastars.com, magentastars.com. Follow her, learn, commit, grow, practice your breathing. And we should do like a 10-week accountability online starting right after the book is published, so we can get the whole group together and stay focused. I don't know, do some fun stuff. But darling, thank you so much for being with me today and for promoting your book, committing to the process. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Bye.
This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores, a yogi's guide for caregivers and busy yogi professionals, talking about the facts of why America should practice yoga to helping you each and every day. Carolina goes through yoga as the most commonly used complementary health practice among adults and does a deep dive and discusses things you have questions and need knowledge about, all while addressing specific health conditions like back pain, arthritis, anxiety, and so much more. Stay tuned. It's the Best Personal Yoga Podcast.